Whiskey from Small Glasses, a DCI Daily Thriller, Book 1, written by Denzel Meyrick and read by David Monteith.
Prologue. Lights sparked and flashed before her eyes. The movement of her limbs slowed as though of its own accord. The pain she had felt was dull now, the panic subsiding. She was aware that her bowels had opened. She no longer cared. Her last emotions were a fading mixture of anger, injustice, and overwhelming sadness, the cause of which she could barely recall. All she was, all she had ever been, was seeping away. Her loves, desires, likes and dislikes, the things that made her angry, the things that made her sad, made her laugh, made her cry, now all diminished. Her final moments were descending into a fading abyss, the surreal detachment of the brain soothing its own way to oblivion. Suddenly, as the light began to dim, the face of a small, blonde, blue-eyed child filled her thoughts. Only for an instant did the terrible choking pain, the struggle for breath, the fight to stay alive, return. Part 1. Chapter 1. The body ebbed and flowed rhythmically in concert with the seaweed and flotsam and jetsam trapped in the bay of the low rocky cove. A styrofoam cup, a fisherman's glove with three fingers missing, a drinks bottle, the label so bleached by sun and sea that only a hint of its former contents were now discernible, and orange plastic netting which had ensnared a small crab, reluctant to quit the purpose for which it was intended. All of these floated and bobbed in unison with the corpse. The naked body of a woman lay face down in the water, limbs spread in a lazy X shape. Her skin looked waxy, a horrible cross between yellow and grey, turning black at her feet, hands and the back of her neck. The remains were bloated, consistent with time spent in water. Small areas of her lower back and thighs were gnawed, most likely by prawns, indicating the corpse had spent at least some time further out to sea. Surprisingly, though, and most repellent, were the two bright red ribbons that held her hair in bunches, a hairstyle redolent of childhood and happiness, horribly incongruous with the rotting corpse now souring the sea tang of the mild spring day. With almost 6 years' service in uniform, Detective Constable Archie Fraser was new to the CID, so new, in fact, that he hoped he was surveying the scene on the beach with what could be considered the appropriate degree of professional detachment. A young female PC and the pale dog walker who had alerted the police looked on with a mixture of abject horror and fascination so common in humanity faced with death, especially of the gruesome variety. A large black Labrador snuffled and pawed at the sand, undisturbed by the corpse.
"Could you put your dog back in the lead, please, Mrs. McPherson?"
Fraser bellowed with a confidence he did not feel. It would not be beyond the possibility for the dog to catch an unusual scent on the air and wade into the water to investigate its source. His short time in Kinloch had already been difficult. Only last month his ultimate superior, one Inspector MacLeod, subdivisional commander, had cause to reprimand him on discovering a young female shoplifter handcuffed to a very hot radiator while her captor answered an urgent call of nature.
"Focus, boy, focus!"
MacLeod had shouted in his high-pitched Highland accent.
"The last thing I need is the discipline branch descending on me because you've seen fit to roast some daft bint. You're bloody lucky she was too stupid to make the complaint."
Fraser noticed how his boss referred to the something, in the way a foreigner would. Tourists regularly took him for a German or Scandinavian, and not from the Isle of Harris that was his home. A long period of admonishment ensued, after which Fraser resolved to improve in every way and pay many less visits to the Taste of India restaurant.
"Karen, could you come over, please?"
Fraser summoned the PC. She walked slowly towards him, never taking her eyes from the body, in the way a child would, having been asked to pat a snake.